Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Happiness from Within. I am beyond ecstatic. I am actually so nervous right now because I had another amazing, beautiful soul. She's actually from Australia, and she's going to be shining her beautiful light today. And her name is Ileana Angelica, and she is an ancient angelic soul that has existed in many dimensions. Civilizations has been around from the beginning of time on Earth. Lifetimes after lifetimes, she has incarnated, serving humanity on different forms, places, cultures, and existence. Besides her work in the cosmic realms, her soul's mission in this lifetime, in her physical body, is to help people unlock their cosmic light, heal energetically, and bring forward messages from the divine to guide them on their journey towards their soul purpose. She assists people in their spiritual awakening, helping them to understand their soul's purpose, transforming their energy and empowering them so they can break free from the low vibrational mind conditioning. So I actually have her here in front of me. Hello, beautiful soul. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me here. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm beautiful, thank you. How are things in Australia?
Freezing. It's currently hailing and it's really cold at the moment, so I've got my candle here.
Wow, that's so beautiful. I love this background. It's like so, it's just, it has this energy of like love, vibrancy, just so much beautiful energy. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. So take us back. Tell us, where are you from?
So I was born in Malaysia. I grew up in Malaysia, but I traveled quite a bit. I moved around the world, you know. And finally, you know, destiny brought me here to South Australia. And the energy here is just amazing. I believe that, you know, we are, it kind of has like the residue energy of Lemuria. So I believe that we are probably above Lemuria, if that makes sense. And yeah, so I'm here at the moment. Don't know where I'm going to go in the future. Just flowing.
Beautiful. And so tell us a little bit about your upbringing. You were born in Malaysia to a multiracial family, correct?
Yes.
And can you talk about, you know, just your relationship you had with your mom and dad and just how this beautiful journey began for you?
Well, you know, so I come from a mixed parentage. So my mother's English, but she grew up in India, right? Because her father moved to India, and my dad is mixed. His mother, so my grandmother is Hindu and he's a Sikh, because my grandfather is Sikh. So, you know, they had a mixed culture there, from going to Hindu temples and going to the Sikh temples, you know, learning the Sikh way, the Hindu ways. And then he went to India to study, met my mom. You know, my mom's a pure Christian, you know, going to church, and then they got married, moved back to Malaysia, and I was born. So I grew up going to, you know, Malaysia is a Muslim country. So I grew up with a lot of, you know, Muslim friends, learning about the religion. At the same time, I was, you know, exposed to all, you know, on our altar, we had the Bible, we had like Hindu god statues, we had, you know, we had like the Buddhist prayer beads and statues, and we had the Sikhism books, the Granth Sahib. So I was exposed to everything from a very young age. And I think it's just something within me that felt like I needed more answers. You know, so I tapped into a lot of things, you know, went on a Hindu pilgrimage, went to India, South India, I went everywhere. I just kind of felt like I needed answers. And then one day I discovered paganism and I was like, whoa, what is this? And I kind of felt very pulled towards it because, you know, it didn't really have a specific, like a religion kind of theme. It was very much to do with nature and the moon and the energies and spells. And of course, that was obviously because I did have a past life where I did practice witchcraft in a previous life. So I was very drawn towards it. And that was kind of like the opening to a whole different world. Because in my mind, it was always about religions. And to know that there's more than, you know, just the specific religions that existed was something new to me. And then from there, I went into the law of attraction and, you know, and things started flowing and then just opened up to whole new world. I got my first tarot deck like 16 years ago, never thinking that that would be the work that I'll be doing in future. Just got it because I saw it one day. I said, oh, I need to get this. And I've got it.
Wow. I love how in your bio you say that when you were having your spiritual awakening, you just came to discover that God is already inside of you. Can you talk about that moment when you were like, there's just something more? And of just how that transition happened for you?
I think there's just so many stages. You know, there's just so many stages of awakening. And I've been through a lot of things that kind of was an opportunity for me to actually go within and awaken. But of course, a lot of times I would just numb it growing up, right? Put things in front of me. So, you know, just distract myself instead of actually healing, numbing the pains, numbing the emotions, and just moving forward in life, carrying my baggage year after year, until it came to a point where I guess the universe said, you know, enough is enough. It's time for you to truly realize who you are, rather than looking for answers outside, here, there. You know, is this the right place? Is that the right one? And I realized that you have the power inside, right? And when I went, you know, I got burnt down to the ground, like you would say, you know, coming up like a phoenix, right? Initiation by fire. So that's something that happened to me. And I realized that the only place I could go was within. And I didn't have that. I guess I was in a different environment where I didn't have the opportunity to go and kind of block myself out and go out drinking with friends or, you know, just numbing my pain. I was forced to actually deal with my pain. And the only way I could do it was by going inside. And as I went in, I realized that everything opened up. You know, and I think that was just the whole reawakening of the soul, the final rebirth, understanding things, realizing that you are the universe, you have the power, you are, you know, you are God, God is you. It's coming to that understanding. It's been a long journey getting there. a lot of soul searching. Got there eventually.
Oh, thank Life you. Changed. Thank you for that. Wow. Can you take us back to one of those times, one of those dark moments that you had, if you don't mind sharing, just somebody listening? Because we all have our dark moments, right? Like the whole purpose of this podcast is, you know, to help humanity come out of the darkness and into the light. And if you don't mind sharing, you know, maybe somebody listening will be really touched by your story, but just anything that comes from your heart that you'd like to share.
There are a lot of moments actually that, you know, sent me to a very dark space. And another thing that I wanted to share as well is like, if you are someone who is kind of, who has your third eye open or, you know, kind of in a, someone who's more spiritually aware of things, right? It depends on your vibration and what you see and what you connect to. So there was a time where I went into, when I was in London and I went into a very dark space, and of course I wasn't really going in, you know, I was just going on with my day feeling depressed, and I started to see things from lower dimensions, you know, because my third eye was open. So that's the things that I used to see and connect and get freaked out of, like I'm seeing things that no one else is seeing, you know, and it only came to a place where I realized that I had to raise my vibration and really tune in to help myself. Right, where I started to connect to the light. Okay, so a lot of things that has, you know, put me in a dark place, breakups, you know, my a family member going blind, you know, so a lot of things that has put me really low. But I think the one that triggered the most was when I moved here to South Australia and I started a dance school. So I started a dance school and I used to teach dance. And through that, I started to tap into the whole, you know, healing, because it was time for me to awaken. And I believe this, when it's time for you to step in your purpose, there are no excuses. The universe will create that initiation for you to break so you would awaken. So it gave me many opportunities, but it came to a point where it said, you know what, this is it. You've got, you know, we're going to do something so horrible that you've got to really step in. So, you know, started with the marriage breaking and then going into, you know, postnatal depression after having my child, and then trying to run the school. And, you know, it started off beautifully. The school was successful. Slowly, I started to see that, you know, because I live in a very small town, there wasn't enough people to keep the school running. you know. So I started to feel stressed, you know, and that was basically a sign that it's time to shift. Right. And I started to tap into doing goddess circles, healing circles. So I was tapping into my healing power. But I looked at it as something that I would just do on the side. So something that I really want to tap in. I started getting messages, you know, my intuition started picking up, channeling messages, but I wasn't trusting it. And I kept pushing to make the school work. You know, it's going to work. I kept pushing and pushing, and eventually something happened where I had to let go of the school. Right. So, you know, when that kind of collapsed, I was put in a very dark place, and living by myself here, I didn't really have support, you know, I had no family, not many friends, you know, I'm still very new. And the only place I had to go to run away from was inside, you know, and so that's how I started to tune in. And I think I just trusted the flow, and I definitely had very strong guides who kind of guided me to certain pages, and that's how I discovered the lightworker groups and things, and I started to read messages as how I share now. I used to read other people's messages, and that used to help me a lot as well. And I used to think, oh my god, it makes sense now, I understand what I'm going through. And as soon as I understood that, my life changed, you know, my perception of the world changed, everything made sense. Like, this had to happen, because if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be doing it. So what's my next step? You know, so I started to make that connection to my guys, my angels, and I just started flowing. And then I started to share messages that I felt was healing to me, because I thought it would heal others as well. And I started to post other people's messages, because by reading their messages, I felt, you know, it was healing me as it healed others. And from there, one day I started getting stronger and stronger, and my connection to my guides got stronger. And I realized I was stepping into my power, and I said, you know what? I want to do more. I would like to help, you know, others the way that I was helped when I was going through a dark time. So I give you permission, you know, to use me as a channel to bring in the messages to assist others. And I think within a month or two, I started getting the gift. And yeah, just started posting, started sharing, and here I am today.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I've been following you for quite some time. Your message are of the highest cosmic realm. I mean, when I read your message, I'm like, that was for me. I'm like, that was totally for me. I'm like, I'm sure it was for a bunch of other people. I mean, I just really want to honor your space, your beautiful gift. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you're posting every single day. I mean, it's just, can you talk about, you know, maybe somebody that's listening right now is going through their journey of figuring out their spirituality. Cause I have a lot of empaths and light workers that, you know, listen to my podcast, of just what are steps that they can take to start opening up their third eye and, you know, waking up and just not being afraid, you know, just anything that's flowing through your body right now that you'd like to share from higher source.
Honestly, it's just listening to your heart. It's flowing, you know, you have all the answers inside. And sometimes I believe that, you know, we think that our sole purpose is this and we have to jump right into it. Like I said, I got my first tarot deck more than 16 years ago, right? And I never did that work till very recently, you know, and the reason for that is because I had to experience a lot of other things, right? Go and do other things in my life and get that experience before I could tap into my purpose, you know. So even at a point where I thought, you know, I feel a lot of shamanic energy coming in, and I wanted to do cacao circles and goddess circles and working with women. That was something that I was very passionate about. And when someone told me, you're going to be doing oracle readings, I'm like, nah, that's just for fun. That's something I do for friends and family. I'm more of, you know, empowering women and circles and the whole, you know, shamanic side of healing things. But that was something that I had to just basically experience. It was a stepping stone to get to where I am here. So my advice is to just flow, right? Right now, this is what I'm doing. You know, where I'm going to go in the future, I don't know. If I have to leave this and do something else to complete a higher purpose, I will flow. You know, so I do trust whatever that comes in. So if you feel like you've got that gift to do something, do it. You know, don't be afraid. If you hold back, that's not going to help. So just flow, and you may need to do a few different things. You may need to invest your time and energy into a couple of different things before you finally step into your purpose. And there's always a reason for those steps. So just flow, trust, you know, communicate, look at signs. The more you allow yourself to be aware of the energies around you, the more heightened your gifts become, the more your third eye opens, you know, the more you allow messages to come through. It's truly listening to your body. It's just trusting your messages. And it's also really important that you build a relationship with your light team. Because a lot of people, what they do is they pray to the angels, but you don't actually have a relationship with them. It's like, I know, oh, I'm going to call Michael when I need some protection here, or I'm stressed, I'm going to call this angel, or I'm just going to pray to the universe or whatever. That's not really having a relationship. You want to get to know them, where when you speak, you know they are there. And that would really help you, because then you work alongside with them and you learn how they communicate with you. Some people, you know, they get messages through music. Sometimes they get messages through animals. So, you know, you have to learn how to work with your team so you understand how the messages are coming in, because everyone's different. So I can't tell you that, oh, you know, they will speak to you this way, right? You know, it will come to you in a way that they feel you understand, and that's how you pick up. That's why every tarot reader is different, because they see that card and they see something else than what I see, because, you know, my angels, my guides get me to see the cards in a different way. So it's just trusting, forming that relationship with them and flowing, and you will go to where you're meant to go. So no stress. You can't force things to happen. You know, you can't force yourself to tap into your purpose or try to forcefully awaken when you're not ready. Because that's just stressing you out. It's no stress. Flow.
Wow. Yeah, that was, you said that very beautifully. If you don't mind me sharing, like, I totally understand what you mean. I mean, I had a spiritual awakening. I mean, many, but like this last year and a half, you know, I cured my body of this crazy disease that I had in my knee after 15 years. And I'm like, well, we all have a big mission, you know, and I completely, like, I was really hard to walk, but now I walk just fine. After 3 surgeries, the doctors told me, you're never going to walk again. And I was like, watch me, you know. And but everybody has a beautiful purpose, you know. That's why, like, I love doing these interviews with beautiful souls like yourself, because everybody has such a unique story, you know, and message to share. I really like what you said. Just to reiterate what you said, it was really important what you said. You said there isn't like some perfect way to do something. Everybody's on their own spiritual path. And I love that word that you said, trust. Because I feel that as human beings, that's one of the biggest things that we all struggle with is trust, right? Can you talk about some things that you do to ground yourself? Because as light workers, empaths, you know, our energy can get shifted, and it's so important to ground ourselves. And I know that there's no perfect way, but if you can just talk about, like, just anything that helps you, you know, meditation, whatever's flowing through your body, if you'd like to share.
I, like I said, I just go with the flow. I listen to my body. I always listen to my body. So if I'm going through something where I feel like I'm going to be birthing something through my body, because sometimes it comes in and I get like pregnancy symptoms and I know, all right, there's something new going to be birthed either out into the universe or into me. And, you know, so I would feel like my legs are really heavy or, you know, being pulled, restless legs. Then I work with water. I'll just soak my legs in water or wash my feet before sleeping. And as soon as I get up or anytime I feel like it's just really heavy or painful, I would wash my feet. So water works really well. I live near the ocean. So a lot of times when I need any extra energy or healing or clearing, I would just go and soak my feet in the ocean, you know, just up to my ankles. I would let my feet connect to the ley lines, to the crystal grids of the earth, and just pull the energy up. So that's something that I used to do a lot during the early stages of my awakening. Now, a lot of times it's just, you know, there's just constant messages, energies flowing in. And so if it gets too much, because, you know, having too much of anything is not good. You know, it will manifest as something, as a physical illness in your body. So I would just go stand outside and I would open my earth star chakra. So I see that below my feet and I just visualize all the light in my body, the energy is just flowing through, down into earth. And I close and say, thank you. I'm now, you know, like, you know, it's like I've just emptied the water out. So I'm empty and feeling very balanced until new energies come in again. Because sometimes that's still there and then you have more coming in and it's more coming in and then you just get stuck and you get sick, you know, just so letting that flow, that's important. If it gets too much, if you're doing channeling, constant channeling, there are days where I think I just do not want to do anything today. I'm tired. So I would just close my soul star. So that's just the chakra above the crown. So I would close that and I say that, not today. I need rest. So I speak to them. And, you know, and when you understand the power of your words, everything that you speak, you know, manifests. Especially when you do it consciously. So when I say that, I'm going to close this tonight, I would like to sleep. So thank you. You know, and I don't feel anything coming in. No messages, nothing coming in. So listen to your body. Sometimes you just need to sleep. There are days where I feel like I'm being pulled away and I can't even speak. And I realize that when I can't speak, I'm like, yeah, okay, time to rest. So then I would just, you know, if I need to sleep for 8 hours, I would. It depends. You know, I go with the flow. Sometimes I get pulled to do a certain meditation, I would do it. If I get pulled to do a certain thing, I would do it. But my routine every day, I must have sunlight. So I do go out during the sunrise or, you know, when the sun is like the early morning sun, but it's still a little bit chilly and you have that warm light coming in. So I just sit there and I stand and just take it all in. So it's like I fill my body with light. That really helps me ground and just be centered. It's coming back to your center, just listening what you need. So I would never force myself or do things that I don't feel like doing. Like some people, they would, you know, do meditations every day, even if they don't feel like it. That's not helping. So you shouldn't. First, you should really listen to your body. It knows when it wants to do it. There was a time where I was insanely needed answers. Now I'll be reading, buying books and reading things online. I need more. I need more, that thirst to know more, you know. And then it comes to a point where I'm like, you know, I think I know enough. I'm all right. And then they'll come to a point where I think, oh, I need more answers now. And then I'll reconnect. So, because we need, a lot of people don't realize that we are still human. We need to have the human experience, you know, and it's not all light and love. So we need to have emotions and honor them. It's not all light and it's not all happy all the time. I'm awakened and I'm always happy. You know, I have clients say, I feel like I'm awakened, but why am I feeling sad? I was sad yesterday. I'm like, you're human. You have emotions. You feel sad sometimes. That's okay. So just truly, I guess, tuning in, knowing what you need. I would not restrict myself from anything. I flow.
Wow, I love that. That's so beautiful. Thank you. How do you find balance being a mom, entrepreneur, and just having that space for yourself?
Like I said, I do things when I can. Mm. So, you know, my son, you know, I try to teach him, you know, I want him to have a balance, you know, of science and spirituality. So, you know, he goes to school, you know, we do things that way, and then when he comes back, I also get him connected to, you know, the spiritual side. So sometimes I give him my sound bowl. I'm like, yeah, play with mommy's sound bowl, you know. And then he just sits there, and he, for him it's a game, but it's raising his vibration and getting him to be in a calm state. So then I can say, all right, so now you can sit there and watch a movie while mommy does some work. Just, I guess, balance. There are days where I am, you know, I'm exhausted. And at that point, I would say, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm just not going to do anything. So I don't go crazy.
Wow, that's beautiful. If you don't mind me asking, how old is your son?
He's 4.
Oh, he's little. How cute. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Do you later want to have more kids, or are you good with one?
Well, at the moment, I'm good with one. I finally come to a point where I am getting a proper sleep because he sleeps through the night. The whole getting up for 2 years and breastfeeding and... Oh, yeah, yeah. No. No, I don't think I want to go back there again. But, you know, who knows? Let's see what happens. You know, I always did want to adopt children, giving life to a child. I have always had that in my heart. So when I'm financially more stable and, you know, able to, I may adopt an older child.
That's beautiful. Wow. Thank you for sharing. That's wonderful. So my next question that I have for you, so, you know, all of us that are listening, you know, thank you for everyone listening, is that can you talk about, because right now, as we all know, we're going through this economic shift right now, and there's a lot of people in the darkness right now, and it's like Mother Nature, Mother Gaia saying, hey, you need to go inward, right? I just wanted to ask, I know, would you be open to doing an oracle reading for the, as an eclectic right now, or just share a message for us?
Well,
any words from your heart?
I'm in the midst of writing a report, but I can always share, not a problem. As long as the message is going out there, that's all that matters. So yes, there's a shift going on. You know, it's quite deep to go into that, but let's just talk about this month, you know, May this year. You know, every year May is number 5 month, and number 5 means that you come to a place of a crossroad, so you can continue being on the same comfort zone that you are, and, you know, continue your life the way it was, no changes, or you can choose a new path, evolve, you know, try something new and go in a different direction. It always comes around this time, okay? But this year we've somehow come to a point because the earth's energy is shifting, we're all shifting, we're all being kind of pushed to think differently, open our minds and, you know, look at the world differently. So I would say 90% of the people are now kind of going to be forced to take that new direction. So instead of having the option to, you know what, yes, it's month 5, I'm just going to stay. It's like you're going to be forced to shift. It's like it's like a collective initiation. We went through a collective initiation last year as well, but this is like the initiation where you're not actually being, it's not like the dark night of the soul. That's not that kind of initiation. But it's, you know, it depends on you as well if you are ready to flow or you choose to resist change. You know, so if you think that, oh, my business has always been, you know, in person, and then you find technology really hard, and a lot of people say, oh, I'm not into it, you know, I'm not into technology, I like that whole old school ways. Well, guess what? Now you don't really have a choice. So you have to learn how to use new technology to do your business if you want to continue doing the work that you've been doing. So it comes to a point if you are just open and saying, you know what, there's a reason for this, so I'm going to learn. Or you could just really complain and be unhappy about it and go like, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to wait. And then, you know, you've got to go through a really hard time. And eventually you will end up doing, you know, what you're meant to be doing anyway. So we're all being pushed in a new direction. So all I can say is flow. You know, trust whatever that's coming to you. Don't resist change. Don't hold on to the past. What is going to happen is things that are not working for you is going to be highlighted. So for example, you know, this is not very nice, but those who are in abusive relationships, you know, who are denying that, oh, no, he's fine. Oh, she's fine. You know, they're lovely. This just a one-time thing or a 5-time thing that they, you know, held a knife to my head or whatever. You're going to have to be put in a situation where you finally realize that, you know what, I have to go or I'm going to die. You will be put in that situation for you to finally move on so you can move on to your life purpose. So anything that isn't working for you that you are in denial of is going to be highlighted this month. You are going to see. So just be prepared. So if you're being shown something that is, you know, it's heartbreaking, that's just showing you that something's not aligned with you, and that thing that caused you the heartbreak has to leave. It's time for you to move on. And yes, it will hurt. Change is hard. you know, when you need to let go of something that you love or something that you are used to, your comfort zone, it's going to be very difficult. But I promise you, once you're on the other side, you look back and think, thank God, thank you, you know, that I'm here now. I'm not in that place anymore. And you would question yourself, how did I survive being that person for so long? Like, I can look back at my past and think, who's that? I don't recognize that person that I was 10 years ago. You'll feel like a walk-in. And a lot of times you will also begin to have memory loss, because it's like you're just erasing that part of you, because, you know, higher consciousness, you're making space for new energies, new thought processes, new thought patterns to come in. So that's what I see coming in for everyone this month. It's intense.
Wow. Thank you so much. Wow, that's so beautiful. Wow. Thank you. That really is in tune with personally with my beautiful message, because my clients that I have, you know, I healed my body, you know, I was molested, you know, and went through trauma like many people in this world. But, you know, I was able to really forgive those men, you know, really heal my body. You know, it's like you were saying, it's not easy at all. Oh my God, no, when you're going within, like it's a healing is like an ever, I think it's a lifelong process, but you know, it's when we go within and within our heart and we take those actions to do shadow work, you know, whatever flow, like you said, it's so worth it. Leaving that relationship, like you said. Yeah.
It's layers, you know, you clear one layer and then the next one comes up. You heal that layer, another one comes up, because, you know, we're not new here. We are all souls. So we've got many layers that we need to tap in to clear.
Mm.
So it's just a, you know, a process where you learn to love this journey. Learn to find excitement in everything.
You know, I didn't hear what you said. I'm so sorry.
So learn to love your journey. Learn to find excitement in everything that happens. You know, when I have a horrible headache and I see like things forming on my forehead, I could either complain and think, oh, you know, I'm so sick of this ascension and the symptoms, and I can't process and I can't work. Or I could, you know, instead I would look at it and think, yes, new gift. You know, it's opening, it's a a new activation, it's a new gift. So as painful as it is, and as you know, as much as it is interrupting my day, I actually feel excited about it. So I look forward to, you know, this kind of things, changes and stuff. And that is, you know, the best way to go through with life, go through healings. When something comes up, I used to get really upset and try to block it away. Oh, I don't want to think about it because it will make me sad. And now it comes up, I think, right, why is it coming here? What do I do? And then I just mention the names of, if it's to do with someone who has hurt me in the past, I'll say that names and go like, I now release you from my energy. You no longer control who I am and who I'm going to be. Let's let it go. Now go have a shower, wash it off.
Well, I'm just writing this down. This is so good. I now release you from my energy. Wow. Did you guys hear that? I now release you from my energy. And then you go take a bath or shower and let it go.
Water is the best tool you can use to heal.
Mm. Ah, that's so beautiful. So I had two questions from my audience that they were dying to ask you. So two questions that came in was this. One was, actually I had a lot of empaths ask me this. So there's, you know, a lot of us that have our beautiful gifts, right? And we want to turn it into a business, but we don't think we're worthy or good enough. And like, we do the work to go in, but then we're like, where's the money, right? And it's just, and I know a lot of, you know, men and women struggle with this. And I just wanted to know any message from you, from the divine source, that you can share with these amazing men and women who are listening, of what they can do to just, you know, this is the time now, right? Especially with all this going on, what they can do. Like, again, I know it's not a perfect answer, but just any message you'd like to share.
The most important thing you can do is get rid of scarcity mentality, right? And that conditioning that light workers need to do things for free. Because you know what? If you are not in a comfortable position, right, your energy is not going to be in a happy, happy vibration. How can you help others? If you are going through such a hard time, how can you assist others with your energy. If I was a billionaire, I can do 3 sessions because I'm provided. I can help people because I'm provided, because there's an exchange, there's a thing coming in for me. So you must always look at it that way, that you deserve to have an exchange. You can't give, right? And it you know, it's always taking that first step and starting small, right? My first reading, to a professional reading to my client, was $10. I started with a $10 reading for half an hour, and I was shit scared, and I did it over my phone. You know, I had no professional setup. I had just a couple of decks that I had for a while, put it there, and I just prayed, and I said, I give you permission to come in. I always call in my guides, and I give them permission to speak through me, right? So I don't want to be the one who is, because a lot of times what readers do is they kind of put their own experience into the readings, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to put my experience and tell them, oh, this is not, because I've been through this before. You know, I let source come in and speak, you know, I let the angel speak through me. So my first reading was $10. And then I felt a bit more confident, and I was like, all right, it's $30 now. And then I realized that, all right, you know, they are here. And I still prayed every time before the session, like in half an hour before, I'm there calling my angels, please come in, please be with me, help me, help her. And the whole thing was, I really did want to help my clients. You know, I really wanted to solve her problems. And when she said that, thank you, Alina, you helped me, I can't explain the joy that it brought to me to think that I helped her. I'm so happy. Thank you for doing this with me. And then it went to, you know, it building that confidence as well, knowing that they are there. And then if you're doing something, my main advice is, if you're doing something for someone and you feel drained after, there's not an equal exchange. So at that point, I remember doing a reading for someone for $30, and the reading went on for 2 hours because I felt like I wanted to help her. And 2 hours later, I was just gone. I was drained. I was tired. I couldn't work like for 2 days after. And then, you know, that's when my guide said, what are you doing? You know, where are your boundaries? Where's that exchange? You can't give too much. You know, there needs to be an equal exchange. So I was like, all right, price gone up, $90. And from there, you know, and from there, every time my gift deepened, I could tell, I would feel, as soon as I start feeling drained, I'm like, right, it's time to level up. You know, and you must trust this as well, you know, that those who are aligned with your vibration, those who need your help, the gifts that you have, will find you. And those who are serious about making a change in their life will be what's that word? They will invest in themselves. Those who come for free, cheap readings, they are going to like so many people, and they're not ready to do the work. But when you spend a certain amount on yourself, you'll think twice, I spent on this, I better take the advice. You know, I better do what the advice came from this reading or from that healing. So you also want to understand that, you know, those who are aligned with your vibration, who need your help, will find you. So don't be afraid to charge, to take that step, to put yourself out there, to understand that you are worth more than you think. You know, don't have that conditioning where, oh my God, you're a light worker, you should do things for free, and then you live in the roadside and struggle. Like, you know, you need to always, it's all about the mindset. It all starts in the mind, the conditioning that we've been through. And when you understand energy, it's just everything's energy. So it's a whole different world once you step out of that space. And also, a lot of times we come from a space of carrying past life energies. So if you've got a past life where you were poor, you were hungry, you were orphan, or you were like Buddha, always walking, living under the tree, you know, working through donations, that is the kind of energy that will influence you here as well. Clear that. You need to clear that so that you can help others. You know, I like to give my example to a lot of my clients. And I say that, say now you are traveling and you're going to go to a different country to give a talk and heal, right? So now if you were not doing really well, you get an economic ticket, so you were squashed in the corner, you know, and this person next to you is squishing you, and it's like really, you know, in that condition for 12-hour flight, when you get up and then you're walking, you got to find your bags, and then you got to find a cab, it's stressful. By the time you get to that place and you go to give your talk, your energy it's low, and that's what you're going to be giving to everyone who comes to attend your talk or anyone who comes to see you for a healing. But if you were to travel in comfort, because the universe provides, you're doing something good. So you're traveling in comfort, you're traveling in first class, you're comfortable, you're sitting, you know, you're able to meditate in the flight, you have nice food in front of you, served, probably the same food served in a nicer plate. You get off, there's someone there waiting for you in a limousine to pick you up. That feeling you get, thank you, universe, thank you for being in that state of grateful. I have, you know, such wonderful comfort. Sit in that car. When you reach your hotel or wherever that you're meant to give that talk, do you see the difference in the energy at that point? You're in the state of gratefulness, happiness. When you speak to people, they feel that energy coming from you because you are in that level. And then you, when you speak to people that way, you're actually helping them elevate their energy to your level as well. Because for you to connect, you must be within the same frequency. So when you are healing a client, you're kind of pulling them up to your energy. So they feel that bliss that you're feeling. And when they feel that bliss, they attract more bliss towards them into their life. So it's important for light workers to be comfortable, to be provided for, and the universe will provide because you are doing light work. You're not meant to suffer. You're not meant to be afraid and, you know, be worried about judgment and need validation from others. Just do what you have to do. Trust yourself, trust your gifts, put yourself out there.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you. Another question I had in regard that somebody asked me. So they said, well, you know, I have my gift, right? Or my product that I'm selling, my gift. And like with everything going on, like, cause they're like, you know, there's a lot of people giving discounts. Is that, what is your thought on that? Like, did they keep the prices the same? Like, I know I understand it's different for everyone cause everyone's at a different vibration, but I really want to ask you because you vibrate at such a high frequency, you know, but I wanted to ask your thoughts about that for any light workers that are listening.
It's honestly up to you. Trust yourself. If I feel like I need to do something for someone, I would do it. You know, if there's a client that I think really needs my help, I would maybe provide a free reading, half an hour reading or an hour reading to help. You know, all clients, if they come back, I would, and something tells me it's all right, give it to them in the old price, I would give it. You know, so it just depends, trust. Because sometimes the universe will tell you that this person needs your help, you've got to do it. And there's some people who I just know who would purchase, say, an email reading that I used to offer. And I just thought, you know what? You need more than an email reading. And I go like, come online, let's do a video reading right now. You know, do a 1 hour reading. So trust what you need to provide, go with it. But don't do it out of, if you're doing it, whatever that you do, always look at it as a service to others. Don't do it out of fear and of lack. If you're thinking, oh no, you know, everyone's in lockdown, how are they going to afford to pay? So I'm going to do a 50% off just so that I get clients. That is lack mentality. But if I'm thinking, you know what, everyone's in that place, I think I should lower my prices to help more people because I can afford it. I have enough energy to do it. Then do it. So whatever that you do, make sure it is for service and not lack. There's a difference there.
What can we do to not be in, because I feel like this is like one of the main points that a lot of us light workers struggle with, is what can we do to raise our vibration to not be in that state of lack? Because if we're vibrating in lack and we're putting out that energy, then we're not going to be vibrating those people that need our services.
So the first thing you want to do is, you know, perhaps do a past life regression or do something to work out who you were in the past, right? So if you are carrying any energy of lack from your past life, you want to clear that, right? So, you know, you want to tap into your Akashic records or you want to work with Metatron to clear any energy of lack that is within your energy, right? Because that will influence you. So once you have cleared that, then it all comes down to your mindset. It's all about training your mind to think differently. And if you can, you know, if you understand that way and finding value in yourself and learning, also understanding how people would perceive you as well, then, you know, it depends on who you want to be, what kind of person you want to be, who do you want to be seen as, your vibration high in that state. If you are in a low vibration, you can't be you know, it's not going to happen if you're in low vibration and you're like, my services are like $5,000 for half an hour, but then you're like having a bad day and you're crying. No one, you know, it's not going to happen. You have to be in that vibration as well. So kind of coming back to self-love, you know, your worth, knowing who you are.
Oh, that's beautiful. So the last question I had for my audience is, there's this, if you want to call it a, I don't know if it's a title, but this term, twin flame, soulmates, like, how do I know when I found my soulmate, twin flame? Like, well, if it's my twin flame, like, and I have this connection, like, am I meant to be with this? Like, it's just like, how do we, because it's really about going within, but I just wanted to ask, just any message you have in regards to this, because this is something that comes up a lot that I hear people talking about, and I thought you'd be a perfect person to ask.
It's such a sensitive topic. It's like a whole crazy religion by itself, because my idea of twin flames is very different. The message I got about what twin flames are, who twin flames are, is completely different from what's being taught out there. So I'm not even going to step into it. I'll have like knives being nailed to me. Because the last time I tried to approach it, just everyone went crazy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you know what? You do you. If it makes you happy. But I do advise my clients the right way and what I think about it and give them a choice to think. But, you know, end of the day, if you're so focused on another soul, you're not really working on yourself. And if you really want that connection to come in and you want to have that perfect relationship, you have to perfection yourself. You've got to work on yourself. You've got to clear everything. You're carrying baggage. You're carrying trauma. You've got validation issues. You've got, you know, loneliness issues or whatever that you're carrying. If that you're still carrying all that, you can't expect that sacred soul that you could have that special connection with to happen. So even if the soul comes in, it's just not going to be that beautiful relationship that you actually want. And a lot of times, you know, we need to go through, you know, karmic relationships and certain karmic contracts that you have put in place in order to learn or complete a past life thing that you have done. You know, sometimes you make vows in a past life because you were in love in a past life and you don't realize that in the future, it's not the same story. And, you know, people who are in love, they like to do things like, oh my God, I'm so in love. We'll be together in every lifetime hour after forever and ever. And, you know, that gets printed into your records. So then you're born here, completely different life. But then there's this pull towards this other person that's just driving you crazy. And then you think, twin flame. No, not twin flame. That's just a wow. You may go cut that wow and you'll be fine to move on. You know, it's just little things like that. But end of the day, if you really want to have a cosmic soul connection coming in, twin, whatever you want to call it, you've got to make sure that you have cleared everything. You've got to clear, you've got to be in love with yourself. You've got to clear all the past baggages, you know, layers and layers. You've got to be doing that. And that's why a lot of times people, when they go through their awakening, they will go into isolation. Because when you go into isolation, you are disconnected from everyone else's energy. You're able to work on yourself and you learn to love being by yourself. You enjoy your own company. Like I can sit down and talk to myself for hours. I love it. And I talk to my guides and I love that thing. Whereas before, it's always, I wish I had someone to talk to. I wish there was someone who would love me and this. I'm such a loving person. Why wouldn't anyone love me? You know, growing up 15, 16, that was always a mindset and I had to get out of that. Like whole codependency and neediness and baggage and all that. It's just so much that needed to be cleared. So focus on yourself. If you really want someone to come in and if you're vibrating in that needy thing, you're going to attract that into your life. Or you're going to attract karmic relationships that's going to teach you that you're not meant to be that person. So you're going to be miserable throughout that relationship till you learn to love and honor yourself and respect yourself. So important for us to come back to that place, respecting yourself as a soul, knowing how powerful you are. When people realize their power, they wouldn't want to just give it away to anyone. You know, there are people who could jump from one relationship to another. Oh, he could be my one. Oh no, I think he's the one who is the one. You're not really, when you really honor your energy and you understand, you'll be very cautious about who you share that with. You allow into your space. to come back to yourself first. If you want anything in your life to work, you have to come back to yourself, finding your worth. When you know your worth, everything comes in.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it's just the last question with that. It's because when we're in our hearts and our worth and we clear all of that, would you say that, I mean, isn't that connection just supposed to happen naturally?
Honestly,
if you've done the work.
If you've done the work, anything that you want, you got to call in. Anything at all that you want, you got to ask. You know, we flow and we expect things to be given. If you're just going to flow, well, what's lying there? You will just take that. You know, in your journey, whatever's there, you just, yeah, all right. I think this could work. I think that could work. Oh, I do feel a connection. But you have to call. I've been asked to call. It's like you're ready. Call him in. So I would say, yes, you know, I'll speak to his higher self. I go like, I'm ready. If you're ready, I'm ready to unite. Come in. You know, and there are times where my guides have told me, something's happening in your vibration. It's aligning. Call him in now. Ask him to come to you. And I said, okay. I was driving and I said, come to me now. And as soon as I said that, the song in my car starts playing, come to me now. And I was like, it's like crying. I cry for everything. So it's like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. So little signs like that, they will tell. And you must ask. And I asked my guy to say, clear the path for him to come to me. Clear the path now. Bring us together. And I get the messages, you know, and I see how it's forming, how it's coming, the way it comes. I will get that message. And that applies to every area of your life. Like I started doing very basic, you know, tarot readings. This is your, and that's your past, present, future, you know, very basic. And then one day I said, you know what? I want to do more than this. I'm not happy with what I'm providing. I want to do more. So I asked for it. And I said, I'm ready to take the next step, you know, to help others. So if you can bless me, I accept, give you permission to give me that higher gift to help people in a deeper way. And next thing you know, things started changing. My style of reading started changing. I'm like, ooh, I'm seeing something new. And then when I felt, you know, felt stable enough, I said, I'm ready for the next level. Let's go deeper. And next thing you know, I got the keys to the Akashic records. I'm able to tap into the Akashic, into past lives, things like that. So it's always asking. When I wanted to channel, I said, I want to do more. I give you permission. I want to channel. Ask. So you make, you clear the path and then you ask for what you want. And it will be given to you, you know. It's just timing, trust with the time. Some, you know, 1 month might be like one day for them. So just wait and it will come. If you just trust and keep flowing. For me, I just kept writing. And as I kept writing, I just realized that I'm writing things that I have no idea what I'm writing about because it's coming through them.
Wow.
So ask for what you want. If you want that soul connection to come in, you clear the path, do your work, and then you say, I'm ready. Bring him in.
Wow. So can you talk about your services? Because you have a lot of amazing gifts for anyone that's listening. If it resonates, I recommend you guys to reach out to her. But can you talk about your gifts, your services?
So I provide basically soul readings. So see where you are, help you understand your journey, tapping into past lives, seeing what needs to be cleared. I also offer like a 4-week counseling service. So in that 4 weeks, you have an option to, you know, it's either if you just want to talk, if you need help because you're hurting, you know, you just need to talk to someone, or you're looking for an activation, or you just want to learn about ascension, you want to understand about the dimensions and light and dark, and just want to really learn. You can also book that session. So it's kind of like an open session. We do readings every week. You know, the first session will be like a complete full reading to understand your life map kind of thing, map it out. And then every week after, we just go with the flow. We talk whatever you want to talk about. Anything comes up, you know, it's like a very free session. So that's the soul counseling. You know, that's where I'll also help you empower yourself. If you have issues with your business, you want to learn how you can, you know, approach, do things differently, build your business, changing the energy to build your business. So that can all come under that same counseling session. I just call it counseling, but it's like an open session. Or you can book a once-off reading. It's an hour, 90 minutes and 2 hour session, whatever you're called to.
Wow, that's beautiful. So my last question to you, thank you so much for your time. I know we've gone a little bit over, but my last question to you is, What does happiness from within mean to you?
Interesting. Happiness from within. I guess just being in a place of being content. You know, where I am, I feel stable when my vibration is happy. I see myself kind of smiling as they vibrate. That's just a feeling of bliss. So as long as I'm in that state, there's no balance, that's happiness to me. So I'm not, there's no extremes of things. I don't know how to explain it in any other way. I hope that made sense.
No, it's beautiful. And how do you want to be remembered when you take your last breath?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I guess it would be nice to be remembered as someone who played a small part in helping people heal. You know, like I played a little part in that person's journey. Like I would not be there. I would not be aligned with everyone's energy throughout their life. There'd be a point, so people will come and go. There'll be a point in their life where they're connected to my collective, that energy. And, you know, so they will resonate with me very strongly. And when you resonate with me, as I go up, I pull you up as well. We go up together because I'm connected to that group. It's like a web. That's how I see it. We go up together. And then there'll be a point where they may need to go higher. And I'm still, you know, moving in that direction. That's my alarm. Sorry about that. And then they will find someone else to link to, or they would be the link to open a link and connect to others themselves. So, and then sometimes when I'm there again, they may want to reconnect. So, it's, yeah.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So I'm going to include your links below, but can you tell our audience where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Elena Divine Healing, or Facebook, Elena Divine Healing. That's where I post my daily guidance, any cosmic guidance messages. It's posted there. If you want to book a session, get in touch, please go to my website. Please don't send me messages on Instagram. I do not have time to go through all my messages. It's like hundreds of messages asking, how much do you charge? Everything that you need to know about every session is on my website. Everything's explained in detail. So www.divinehealing111.com. That's my website address. Just go there and yeah, all details are there. If you need more info, just send me an email and I'll get in touch.
Beautiful. Is there any last minute words you'd like to share before we close?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I'm not a very spontaneous person. So yeah, just, you know what, just flow. That's all I can say. Flow, trust, be happy, change your mindset. The most important thing that you can do is have an open mind. Be ready to evolve. We are all here to evolve. Mm. So if you go back and you know, you just want to stick to what you were doing your whole life, then life will be a struggle. So learn to evolve.
Wow. Yeah, thank you so much. This was, wow, such an honor, such a beautiful interview. Thank you so much. And wow, I just look forward to connecting with you on social media. And I hope to meet you one day in person. Maybe go to Australia and do like an in-person interview or something. That would be like a dream.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, I just wish you such a beautiful day. And again, thank you so much for your beautiful time, your beautiful presence. And I honor you and just wish you a beautiful day. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.